I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com. And hear this music on the show. It means our pal Rick Snyder joins us. You can check out his work at 106.7 The Fan and the Washington Post Express. What's happening, Rick?
Hey, boys. I didn't realize my theme music had a line that said, I believe every lie I ever told.
Well, yeah, who pays attention to lyrics?
Yeah, well, okay. Good intro for journalists, but go ahead.
Pay attention to the hook.
Yeah.
So you weren't buying what Bryce Harper was selling the other day?
Well, Bryce was saying, I'm not talking about this. And so far, he's already talked about it maybe three times about why he's not talking about
right.
it. But ask Kirk Cousins how many times he appreciated the question. You know, it's kind of naive to think that he's going to go this whole year, I'm going to walk out the door. I mean, that's going to end badly. And I'll tell you why. When you tell journalists that kind of thing, you've lost your leverage. Because now journalists don't fear firing away at you because you're not talking to them. That's a deadly thing to do.
Hold on. Slow down. I want to understand this. I'm slow. So if you say, listen, guys, I don't want to talk about this whole free agency thing. It's not fair to my teammates. I want to just, you know, lock in, try to win a World Series. How does he lose leverage?
Well, and I will say this. Bryce is taking the right tactic as far as that kind of thing can go.
Right.
Nothing good will really come of it. But the problem is, it is going to come up all the time. Every team that visits here with the Express is going to be coming in. And if you really escalate it to a standoff situation, now you're not giving the media what it wants at all when you stand off like that. And then some of the guys, if you're not having a good season or something, take shots at you. This happens. You know,
maybe, I think it's going to be fine. I mean, I'm sure a few people will ask him, you know, maybe some out-of-towners.
Oh, but it's going to happen.
I think the locals are going to respect them for the most part because they don't want to lose what access they do get.
True, but it's still going to happen all the time. It's not locals who just talk to them. It happens. It's going to happen all the time. It could escalate to where then he doesn't talk to anybody, and then you got a standoff between the two counts. I don't know the solution to this. Ask Kirk Cousins. He spent 2 years just appreciating the question. And, you know, look at the sides that were drawn with the fans on this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, money changes everything, and it makes it all ugly.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I kind of agree with what you said there at the beginning, though. I think it's a good approach to take. Whether it works or not, who knows? I appreciate it, and I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear him talk about it all year.
Well,
so,
what's your point about the fans?
The thing about money, this is where it comes from. We saw with Cousins. What did Cousins just do? He had three straight 4,000-yard seasons. And yet, how many fans dislike him so much? And what do they say? He's not worth the money. Well, you care. Beer's not going to be $5 cheaper tomorrow because he's not here. You know, but it changes everything. It changes expectations unrealistically. If he signs for $400, $500 million, I mean, God bless him. What kind of money is that? But he'll have like a 30-homer year, and there'll be people thinking he's not worth the money. It changes perceptions. And it just makes everything so ugly, and it's a sad fact of pro ball.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
There's no doubt about it. The
it's been
fans,
like that forever, though.
The fans, they do resent the money.
Yeah.
They'll turn on you.
Well, the worst part about it for me is the fans get upset at Kirk or Bryce for making all the money. They never seem to get upset for the owners for raking in obscene amounts of money year in or year out.
Right.
That, like, why do the owners get a pass and people put the target on guys like Kirk and Bryce? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, so, I don't know. We hate the big banks when they make all the money, you know. So there's no rhyme or reason when it comes to money in this country. Money, sex, that's all we talk about pretty much. And, you know, people get upset because you're making more. I mean, Kirk Cousins made more on an average Sunday last fall than I make my entire life. Okay? That's just one game that he's making. You have to kind of separate that if you're going to follow sports at all. But otherwise, it makes you better.
Yeah, I don't begrudge him at all. I mean, it's money I can't comprehend. It's money I'll never earn. But God bless him.
Bryce can't think. He can't think or worry about the fans' reaction either.
I don't think.
I don't think he's too concerned about.
He's
not. I mean, this is a business for him too, so he understands that.
Yeah.
Here's the wild card on that. Jason Wirth's not there anymore. Jason Wirth was his mentor. You know, it was his buddy there. Yeah. I think that's going to be hard on Bryce this year, just not having him there. But Jason was the diffuser. He was a guy that would go to the media and talk about Bryce. He would fulfill a lot of roles. It's almost like Bryce should just pay Jason to come. Because I think he'll really miss him. And I think this will, in the grind of everything. You know, Kirk only talked to the media twice a week, game day, Wednesday. Bryce has people in front of him 7 days a week. It's a grind.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wanted to bring that up to, I can't remember who we were talking to this week, but do you think that Bryce resents the team for not, you know, signing Jason to a 2-year deal to kind of finish out his career here? Do you think that's, has anything to do with it?
See, I think Feinstein has the opposite opinion. Feinstein thinks that he's going to blossom. The team's going to they're going to do better because Wirth is such a clubhouse presence that it's just, you know, he's not necessarily a great clubhouse presence.
Yeah, we'll see. What do you think?
Interesting. I mean, nobody else has signed Jason Wirth, and what did he hit last year? 220 or something? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a tough grind for that guy the last couple of years. He did a lot of great things. He just didn't hit very well. I don't think Bryce resents the team for it. I mean, what is Jason, 37?
No, I mean, he's 39 maybe, I think.
39? I mean, I think. He had a great career, but come on, it does end, and it is ending for him now. So I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, he's 38 years old.
I still think he can help an American League team. He can help an AL team as a DH, you know, bench player.
What is your take on all these guys that haven't been signed?
Yeah, I know they're talking about collusion and all that. They'll probably sign a few guys more coming up in the next couple weeks or so. Maybe it is collusion. I'm not real dialed into that. But I know teams, when they really want to win, they go find people.
I mean, the fact that Jake Arrieta hasn't landed anywhere yet is insane. It's insane.
Well, he wants too much cash.
Well, yeah. You would think you would have all your suitors, and eventually you're going to decide. I mean, what's he going to do, sit out? No, I mean.
If he lowered his demands to 3 years and $75 million, you'd probably have a team in 2 seconds.
I think eventually he will. I don't think he's getting that many offers. That's the sense I'm getting.
Well, maybe because, isn't he a Boris guy?
He is a Boris guy.
Yeah, you know Boris is asking for 120. He's probably asking for whatever Darvish
got. Yeah, but Boris knows how the game is played and usually gets his guy signed.
I wonder if the Nats can steal Arrieta because all these teams are, you know, not willing to pay for Arrieta, and maybe they get him on the cheap. You think that's possible?
Yeah, it's possible. Here's a bigger question I got for y'all because you're dialed into it more. If Harper signs elsewhere, do the fans hate this team if he signs for $500 million with the Cubs or the Dodgers?
No, I don't think you can. Nats fans are different. I think they're going to be okay with it.
As long as
they continue to win, and this fan base has a ton of respect for Rizzo, as long as Rizzo could keep putting together winning teams, I think they'll be okay.
But I think they have to be in the running for him, though. I don't think they can just say, well, he's too expensive. We can't even entertain the thought of him.
I think the fans understand, Rick, that if, let's just say they signed Bryce to a $500 million contract, well, what's the owner going to do to kind of recoup that money?
Well, he's
going to jack up prices.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're talking $500 million.
I don't think he's going to get that. I think he'll get mid-threes. I don't think he'll touch four. I could be wrong, but that's just so much money. That's crazy.
Well, maybe they're putting the brakes on free agency league-wide this year because next year is supposed to be the bigger one. You know, you get into these bidding wars. Suddenly, it only takes two teams. And look at, they're talking about the Jets are talking $90 million for Kirk. I mean, come on. That's insane. Mm-hmm. If they do that, they deserve what happens. You know, and that's going to be Kirk's new problem, too. Wherever he goes, the money's just going to be too much, and everybody's going to expect him to be Joe Namath and be a great player. And he's not that guy. It's not his fault. He is who he is. They paid him what they pay him.
It'll be interesting to see if he turns down better team, like better winning situations for Cleveland or the Jets if they're offering that much money. You know, that'll be interesting.
And $90 million would be a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's really happening. They're talking, there's another number out there, 60. And we'll see. It'll be real interesting to see what happens in mid-March.
Rick, do you sense, because I'm sensing this from some other radio guys that I listen to, that there is some bitterness now. So those of us that were kind of lobbying for Kirk these last 2 years, we feel like he was a little bit disingenuous. There were others. I admit, you know, JP and Jason, some of these guys here, they didn't buy a thing that he said and said, he's out of here, he's out of here, he's out of here. And then there were others of us, and I'm sure fans felt the same way, a percentage of us, that thought he was going to give the Redskins a legitimate shot. He was legitimately interested in staying here if they would give him a real offer. But none of that ever really developed. He seemed upset, not at all, that they traded for Alex Smith. I said some people feel a little burned backing him. Do you get any of that sense?
Maybe a little. I mean, I don't think Kirk expected to be here. You know, that nice presser you had on it, mm-hmm. with all his fans. I mean, it was kind of a goodbye thing.
Yeah.
I never thought he was going to stay. He just wanted to go. He wanted a chance to decide his own way. And this happens with players sometimes, too, that they just want to go somewhere else. Like, I think Breland is an example of that. Maybe they could pay Breland enough, but he wants to go somewhere where he thinks he's number one, which he wouldn't be here. So even if the money's the same, he wants to go. And then guys also want to say, well, I really want the big money. It doesn't happen. But they can't come back to their own locker room because everybody knows what you make. So they'll take another similar offer just to move on. There's a lot that goes into this kind of stuff. But I don't think Kirk was so much about money. I think he wanted a new venue and a new chance. I don't think they were tormenting him inside the halls of Ashburn that he had to get out of here. They weren't bullying him. He just wants a new start and wants to go somewhere else. And maybe he senses that he can't win here. You know, that this team is not set up for any kind of success. Kirk's turning 30. You only have a limited shelf.
Yeah.
You know, if he goes to Denver, he's got a shot. If you go to the Jets, I don't think so. You go to Cleveland, it's all about money.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
If he goes to Cleveland,
it'll be interesting.
Definitely all about money.
Because I don't want to hear the excuse, I can't win here if he signs with Cleveland.
Right. Doesn't really play.
Well, you could go to Cleveland and say, well, I'm the quarterback here. We're getting the first and fourth picks in the draft. That's got to help this team, you would think. You know, this team's on the upswing.
They've had high draft picks. They've had high draft picks for years.
Well, but that's how you say it with a straight face.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Rick. Appreciate the time as always.
Thank you, buddy.
Snyder.
All right, guys. See
you. You can read his work at thefandc.com or in the Washington Post Express.
All right, guys, I got to talk to you about 5-Hour Energy again. I mixed a 5-Hour Energy with my water to make a little flavored water on the golf course yesterday. Went out there with my boys, played River Creek. Beautiful day, about 83 degrees. I needed to get that extra push to get me through the round after coming to work at 5 a.m. Our caller should have a shot of mixed 5-Hour Energy, berry flavor, so they're alert and energetic for Open Line Thursdays. Give us a call. And also get ready for Tiger. He tees off in about 30 minutes at the Honda Classic. Right now, 5-Hour Energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. Get this. You've got the ability to swap your picks during the tournament as the game is going on, up until 4 minutes remaining in the game. You see an upset in the making? Swap the favorite out for the underdog to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. All you got to do is go to wjfk.rtbrackets.com. That's wjfk.rtbrackets.com to sign up.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Behind the scenes, Valdez hooked up the TV so that it could pick up the Honda Classic. Cakes, I know you're bitter that your back's turned to
it's
that
okay.
TV.
Somehow I'll survive not being able to watch the first half an hour of the Honda
this
Classic.
This does irritate me, though.
I know that the visual is much better than what we usually have on the TV. That's what irritates me, is that is HD.
Yeah.
And typically we have SD in the studio.
No, we have ND, Nubs Def.
Right. Yeah. That's because what's wired in cable wise is just SD,
right?
But he's Bluetoothing in an HD signal,
right?
But
it's frustrating that we have to watch. Yeah. Just look at the
it
two
actually
TVs.
Looks silly.
It looks on
great.
The Vanguard
really
television.
Good.
Look at that.
Yeah,
it's my Nubs Apple TV too, because I have an Apple TV 4K and the picture's 10
even
times better. Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Why don't you bring that one in?
Because my wife likes to watch Netflix in the morning when she's getting ready and getting Manny.
Well, got give her the poop.
I know, but that means I got to take it out of the bedroom and hook it up in the living room when
all
I can just
all
take
right, listen,
this.
Listen, I'm not going to complain. I think that
this
picture
is
as good as you could ask for.
It's beautiful.
I'm not that much of a snob. But
you
I
won't
do
buy a 4K Apple TV today. You won't buy it right now on Amazon.
No, I buy enough crap.
I think you should buy one.
Are you kidding? But my $64 cake yesterday from Lace Delice for my wife's birthday.
That's an expensive cake.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We spent $130 on cake this month for her
it's a
birthday.
Money metal cake you're buying for $64.
No, but here's the thing. It's like I resent Lindsay for not preparing for the slalom. Like, how dare she? This is the Olympics. You're gonna brag about that you did zero prep for the slalom? No wonder you missed a gate. God, I'm really upset with her.
If she won last night, if she would have said that.
I don't know.
If she would have said,
maybe
you know
in
what?
The skiing
I feel
world,
so
it's
great.
Just known. That she blows
off the
slalom.
I'm sure there are reasons. I'm sure there are reasons. Hard on the body. It's not her specialty, whatever. But I wonder if she had won, which she had no shot really, if she would have said, yeah, you know what? I feel great because I didn't do any prep.
Right.
Yeah. She probably would have said, it was all the hard work I'd put in.
Yeah.
You know, she probably would have lied to us.
I'm upset
about Tiger.
I'm upset about Tiger for the same thing. He didn't do a practice round on Monday or Tuesday.
But maybe that's the best thing for his body.
Maybe it is. Or he's just, you know, again, there's a part of me that thinks he's going through the motions, you know, in his last 5 years with all these comebacks. He doesn't go at it like he used to, you know, there. And I'm sure he was there early yesterday. I know he was because he had an early program.
He has a life now. He's got kids.
He's got a life,
family.
But he used to be there all day.
Right.
Every
he's
day.
He's a different man.
He's just
now.
A different guy.
He's a different guy.
So he did a half-ass practice round yesterday and one birdie. And then he's no practice Monday, Tuesday. Maybe he hit a few balls at Medalist. That ain't the same.
No.
And now he's going to go out here and he's going to shoot 75, 75.
It'll be interesting to see how he plays this week. But again, like we talked about, he had to play some tournaments because
he has to play tournaments.
He's limited to how many tournaments and what tournaments he can play leading up to the match.
And he's 100% right. It's so different hitting balls out at your club with your boys than it
so
is
different.
When you're in the tournament, you got the adrenaline going.
Much different pressure.
It's just different.
There's no pressure with Medalists. Zippy.
Yeah, but your body reacts differently, you know, of course.
Sure, yeah.
All right, it is Open Line Thursday. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I believe Tony Woodbridge has been on hold for quite some time.
Hey, Tony, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, buddy?
Hey, man. Great as always, man. You guys are my morning job. I got to have you every morning, man.
What's up, Tony? How you been, buddy?
Man, I'm a little disappointed in you guys, man.
Why?
Because of your list of movies, man. Nobody had Training Day on there.
That was in my honorable
mention.
Well, look, Tony, here's the deal. How many great movies have been made? Hundreds, right? Maybe thousands.
Yeah.
We can only limit it to five.
Yep.
I mean, there were good movies.
And we did it on the fly.
Yeah, I mean,
we left off a few good men. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's true. You guys had a lot of great movies on there. But see, my list differs from you. My list is close to Cake's list, like Wizard of Oz, Shrek, and stuff like that.
Give us Tony's top five. So you've got Training Day. What else?
So I have to give you my list. Because, see, my list has to comprise with the people that I hang around. See, most women I know have kids, and they don't have cable. So I have to stick the kids in one room and have them watch Trek and the cartoons while me and mommy's in the other room making a movie.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying?
See, that's
why my list is.
You have an ulterior motive for your top five.
I see why our top fives
are pure,
making
Tony.
Another movie.
I respect the hustle.
Hey, isn't that a tough move, though? I mean, isn't it hard for the mom to relax when she's got the kids watching Shrek and the other move and you and her are making your own movie?
And by the way, that movie would be in the top five, too.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah.
Come on, man. These ladies have no fear in that, man. That's all they do. I'm sure I'm not the only brother that crosses that threshold and going there, man.
Let me ask
because
you
the
something.
The kids are not even surprised.
Well, you ever
speak
have,
for yourself. That you never happened in my house.
Tony, how do you pick up most of these women, Tony? Do you pick them up online or you just meet them?
Well, a lot of them, man, is this area of canvassing, man. You know, you meet the ladies. A lot of guys sit back and have these ladies in depressed. But I tell you where I've been picking a lot of ladies up is the time that I've been picking them up. I pick them up most of the time, like around the 24th of the month, because see, the women in the hood, they have those food stamp cards. So those food stamp cards aren't good between the 1st and the 10th is when they start to go shopping. But during the 24th of the month, they're running out of money. So I catch them in Walmart, you know, breezing around, and I pick those up.
So
you know, the ones that
are
basically wounded.
So you swoop
in? Yes,
so Walmart is low. The spot. Isn't that like where the worst chicks are in a country, Walmart?
Yeah, but see, but that's the easy kill, though,
yeah,
man. You don't even have to use
it. Yeah.
Right, you have to go out there with big ammo. You can go with little ammo, a small 22, and pull them down.
I mean, I go into Walmart, and I feel like Brad Pitt when I walk out.
Now, Tony, you were going to be moving soon, right?
Yeah, man, but this one lady that I'm supposed to be moving with, man, she is straight up tripping, man. I mean, she makes good money, but she has a lot of bills here and there. She was crying to me yesterday about the bills. So I'm getting ready to go hang out solo out there, man. I'm getting ready to go and get my own little apartment and just have fun with her on my own time, because she wants somebody to come over there and help her get out of her debt. No, that's not happening.
Yeah, can't do that.
Right. Are you still don't you do like pipe welding or something? What do you do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a welder.
Yeah, I'm a pipe welder.
Right, that's so silly.
It's a manly job.
So where are you moving?
I'm moving to Colorado.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're going to
hang out
with Skippy.
Skip.
Make sure you look Skippy up.
Why did you pick Colorado?
Oh, man, because every time I walk in places, there's no black people in there.
Right.
No black people in the supermarket. The only time I see a black man or black people anywhere is when I walk in the bathroom and look in the mirror.
Right.
Or when you go to a Nuggets game.
So you think that's going to be an asset for you?
That's a good thing for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man, because I had a lady at the airport already let me know there's not that many, you know, black males in the area, you know, and she let me know I do well, so, and I see the ladies looking. I see them looking like, oh, okay, that's different, so, hey, man,
they're
looking
strange.
At the different
that's
fruit
right,
on
strange.
The tree, yeah.
You never had, like a couple request your services, have you, Tony?
Oh, man. You know what? Seriously, I've had that happen before, but I'm never going to do that, man, because that's only an excuse for somebody to use their shotgun and kill you and then say they did it out of passion.
Oh, right.
No, okay.
But Tony, thinking ahead.
But hold on. Have you participated in that scenario before?
Nah, I wouldn't want to, because like I said, that's a setup, man.
Right.
That, to me, I feel that way. I mean, come on.
Have you been approached and you pass?
Yeah, I've been approached and passed. That's not going to happen. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Now, I try to tailor it, and then, you know, when he gets away and try to sneak her off somehow, but other than
that. He doesn't need the dude involved. He just cares about the
lady.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah.
Lurch, this five energy drink stuff, man. I mean, I understand.
5 hour energy.
It's not five energy.
Five hour energy, whatever it is. Man, I got girls that I mess with, man. They kids are ADHD. They take Adderall. I go sneak one out of their pill bottle, and I stay up for 10 hours.
So what you're saying,
this is
a healthy way.
This is actually legal.
It's healthier for you.
Yeah, what you're doing is illegal.
Yeah,
you're stealing
the law.
You're stealing someone's pills.
Let me know if you want me to say
Well, you know what? I'm sure she'll probably take $5 from me if I go ahead and offer it to her.
Yeah, I'm sure she would.
All right. Thank
you,
Tony.
I love you guys.
Training
man.
Day
you're
didn't
best,
make
man.
The list,
right,
but
buddy.
It was an honorable mention choice.
And look, his list is solely comprised of movies that he uses to distract the kids while he's smashing the mom. I can't take that list seriously.
Yeah, he's doing his own smash.
Even though he did say he had Wizard of Oz on the list.
All right, Tony, we'll see you, buddy.
Valdez, why don't you play him off?
It's not funny unless he's talking.
That's true.
It was just at the end.
Why, were you getting tired of Tony?
No, it was just kind of being silly.
Well, I like Tony.
We were done. I love Tony.
His whole conversation was silly.
He's a good dude. He's
a
nice guy.
Back in the day, I don't remember how long ago this was, we actually held a smooth brother contest on this show.
I know, but what was it?
I can't remember
what
who won.
Was it just
it was a dating game.
So we just
I feel like it was a dating game.
So we just had brothers in, and then we picked the one we thought was the coolest brother.
Yeah.
How was Drab not involved?
Drabby, that's like
just
your
pre-drab.
Nirvana.
Out, man.
That was your Nirvana right there. That pummels Daisy Dukes. Big time. Best thing we ever did with Daisy Dukes was we put bags over those girls'
It's a great
heads.
Bit.
So disrespectful.
And then,
so disrespectful.
Yeah, but it made it now. Does it exist? That was at the old Lulu's.
Right? I don't know. Who knows?
Hey, do you remember the one girl that we did that? I mean, obviously it was 10 or 12 of them, whatever. But
no, like 20.
The one girl we did.
One of my friends.
Her body was so hot. I mean, so hot.
The winner.
The winner. Oh, was it the winner?
I think it was the winner. And then, that was the whole point.
I'm stopping short.
Well, no, let me just say this. That was the whole point of the contest. It wasn't to disrespect the women. It was just, it was funny because we wanted to judge them based on their booty, their Daisy Dukes.
Sure.
And so we said, we don't want to taint it by your beauty because we're often tainted by a beautiful face. And
Which
I
took
actually,
that out of it. It's a great equalizer.
I've told you, and I don't even know if you can say this anymore. You probably get fired. But I don't like it when girls just have a pretty face. You know, you take care of your whole self. But... You know, can you even say that anymore? That's, you know, someone to fire you for that. It's just an opinion.
You can say that. You want to hear a little clip of the Smooth Brother contest?
I do, but hold on. Let me just finish this point. But the point of the Daisy Dukes was we didn't want to taint the pretty face because we want you to have that Daisy Duke silly.
Right, because we had found in previous contests.
The pretty girl would always win.
We had contests. We had something called Pumps and a Bump. We had a...
Right.
One with the heels. I forget what the hell we called that. Maybe that was Pumps and a Bump. We had different versions of the bikini contest. Just an excuse to go up to the conference room at the time and have girls prance around in a bikini. And every time the prettiest girl won, even if somebody had a far better body.
Right. Better body or better routine or better whatever.
So how could we take the face out of the equation?
So we made them wear.
Simply about the. That's all. That's all it was.
We made them wear bags over their
heads. Don't get upset with us for it.
And then when we did the unveiling of the winner. She never would have won if she didn't have the bag.
Well, she had a butterface. Well, she needed braces was the thing that I recall.
She had some snaggle teeth.
but that's the point.
There were some snagglers.
Right, no, that's the whole point. Awesome.
Perfection. It was perfection.
We've been trying to do the yoga pants contest for 6 years at least.
Did you see the New York Times got crushed for their editorial? I mean, listen, I don't read the New York Times, they got crushed because some woman wrote about how yoga pants is like... Just like an awful thing, and women are disrespecting themselves by wearing yoga pants.
Some of them aren't.
Yeah, but most of them aren't. I don't think. I think yoga pants make most people look silly. They hook most people. Yeah. They really do. I think yoga pants are great. Yeah,
they can be very flattering.
Depends on who it is, but I don't have a problem with them.
Yeah.
She said women should be wearing sweatpants at the gym.
She wanted to bring sweatpants back and get rid of yoga pants. And
sweatpants are for being around the house, maybe going to bed in sweatpants.
Hey, the junks are bringing sweatpants back. We wear them on a daily basis.
Yeah, we do.
They haven't gone anywhere. They've been here the whole time.
How many junks are wearing sweatpants? But Jason and I. Yeah. Jason and I are pretty much locks for sweatpants, unless I have a lunch or something.
JP always wears jeans. Always.
Jeans and some bad Euro trash shoes. Yeah.
And a golf shirt's 100% cotton. That's what he wears.
Got cotton golf shirt is the absolute worst.
Can I wipe my rear with that golf shirt?
This isn't a golf shirt.
Whatever it is.
It's a fancy pants dress shirt.
It's a polo, but it's all cotton. We don't do all cotton.
Well, you can go ahead and do what you want.
Yeah, those things are but
JP does all cotton. He still rocks all cotton.
We don't do all cotton.
This is not for golf. It's a polo shirt. I'm sure they're not popular.
No, I like polo. I actually wear a lot of polo stuff, but I couldn't wear all cotton. That's so 1980s.
Well, I don't think polo makes dry fit gear.
Oh, yes, they
do. Look at Justin Thomas.
Are you high?
That's from 1986. You can't be rocking it anymore.
Get that at TJ Maxx for $14.
You can't wear that all cotton.
Guns are trading on JP now. I'm thinking Jones. You take my style against your style. On average, every day of the week, you dress hurting.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
He dresses hurting.
Nobody in this room has style.
It's fat.
Nobody has style.
Listen, I take care of myself.
Listen, that shirt is poop, and I'd like to use it as toilet paper. Because
you
should not be wearing cotton.
What shirt are you wearing?
The freebie has to be.
Wizards basketball. Silly.
Of course.
Silly.
6 years old?
No, this is like within the last 2 years.
Oh, no, that's not.
This one?
Might be.
Well, that's the new logo and everything.
No,
remember,
Nike does NBA now.
It's older because
it's like 2 years.
It goes back to whenever the Wiz changed their uniforms.
Because before they came out with the new Wizards gear, they came out with the gear that said Washington Basketball, which is what you're wearing.
Listen, I would love for Rob to hook us with some new gear.
Yeah,
the pipeline is gone.
Regardless, none of us would win the Smooth Brother contest. Transition. Let's hear this famous clip from our Smooth Brother. What year is this? Do we know?
Oh,
it's got to be late 90s.
2001.
Oh, 2001. So this is...
Accents have
it's
to
actually
be...
pre-HFS.
Yeah.
It's just a little nighttime show.
All right, let's go to... I met this dude in the bathroom, Quentin.
Quentin, they call me Mumble.
Mumble?
Mumble.
Silly that Kid Rock in the background.
You are Money. Money Mumble.
Mumbles, what is it that you mumbled to me about? Like, you called in the show one time and you got, like, tickets to anything or something? Like,
I work for the airlines. I got tickets anywhere you want to go.
Oh, you're the...
Wait.
The airline hawk.
Wait a minute. You can give us tickets to anywhere in the country?
Jason Anthony.
Do we have to fly standby? Because I don't really like doing that to pain in the ass.
A standby, well, would you rather play $100 or $10?
Well, I mean, $10.
What do you mean?
Do I gotta call them up and tell them I mumble?
Right.
By the way, we're playing Jungle Fever in the background because I believe it was Smooth Brother for I don't know who the white chick was.
Yeah,
it was
probably one of our interns.
Perfect.
Sounds like one of our interns, right. That we, you know, harassed on some level. You know what I mean?
No, it's not harassment. It's show content, EB.
Yeah.
Remember that. By the way, it's show content.
I'm watching the PGA Tour app, and I'm watching Sergio right now, right? Tee off on the par 5 10th. You're watching Harrington on that TV.
Maybe because you're logged into my account, Ricky.
I mean, okay, I got it up.
Can you only get it up on
it
the
was
TV?
Working fine before.
I'm trying to, but he's
locked up.
He's using my Harrington login.
I believe when we come back, we're going to have Mom on the show. I got a very funny email from her. She was kind of Rick. Shocker.
Sure she was.
Because she was mourning the death of Reverend Billy Graham. And I was reviewing the top 5 celebrity sex tapes at the exact same time.
Yeah, but you did mention it.
I did.
Oh, you gave a 5-second mention of Billy Graham. And well, 20-minute breakdown.
I believe the quote from my mother is, you know, what Billy Graham's message was and his impact on the world. And what is your message, Eric, when you're reviewing porn tapes?
Just talking about Jenna Lewis.
You know what? There's been a bigger impact on the world through porn than Billy Graham.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
That's just fact.
That's the truth.
I think we'll talk to her next.
Yeah. I do want to let everybody know about the St. James. We've been talking about the St. James the last couple weeks. Look, a lot of people are familiar with field houses and that sort of thing. You take your kids to sporting events. This one is unlike any other. It's opening in September. They could do the Olympics at the St. James, and it's going to have a field house. It's going to have ice rinks. It's going to have an Olympic-sized pool and courts galore. They're going to have all kinds of programs to train your kids or yourself, learn to play, and developmental programs. But they're also going to have competitive teams. They're going to have leagues. They're going to have top-notch coaching and training in 30-plus sports. It's all at the St. James. On top of that, climbing and bouldering walls, trampolines, VR games, even an indoor water park. So your kids are going to love it. Plus, for the adults, a premium health club, MediSpa, Spike Medicine Restaurant, and a health and sports medicine center. It's all under one roof. It's going to be amazing. It's opening in September. The St. James. We are founding members, and you should follow our lead. Visit thestjames.co. That's thestjames.co for more details and to find out how to join today. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk some college hoops at 9 with John Rothstein from CBS. Joe B. will join us at 9:20. We talk about the Caps.
Very good.
They made another trade yesterday.
Picked up another guy named Jacob. I don't know his last name. Now they have two. They have Jacob Verana and the new Jacob that they acquired, I think, for like a fifth-round pick.
Defenseman, or what is he?
Defenseman.
Yes, defenseman. I didn't really look at it that intently.
Traded a fifth-round pick for Jacob.
Yeah, for Jacob.
Make a lot of trades. Definitely feeling like
the
defense
for Jacob
needs upgrading.
I guess so.
Everybody knew that going in. They lost a couple of solid defensemen heading into the season.
Right.
So anyway, a couple days ago, we were talking about Black Panther. Cakes gave his review. Drab gave his review, and that spawned into an impromptu top 5 movie list of all time that we all went through.
It was a great segment.
We put it up on the Junkies Facebook page. People voted. Jace is the winner. There's even video at thefandc.com.
Probably the best segment
in
the history of the show.
And that spawned EB's top 5 list yesterday, which was different.
That didn't spawn it. It partly inspired.
Black China,
I guess. Black China had a new video out, and I thought, well, we reviewed the top 5 movies of all time. Why don't we also review the top five celebrity sex tapes.
And the top five movies included movies like Good Will Hunting.
Sure.
Rocky.
Right.
Gladiator, well, Braveheart.
Normal movies.
Right.
Yeah, so I went for the adult content.
Correct.
But I got an email yesterday from my mom, and I intentionally didn't respond to it. Hey, Mom.
Did she try to call you first? Like,
no.
When she sends you an email, is that the last choice?
I didn't even know how to take the tone of it. Was the tone of it just sheer disappointment, Mom?
Yes, probably.
Yeah. So it was this long email, and I know that...
She has a history of this. I remember...
Yeah.
Over 20 years ago when we first started out, she sent each of us a letter. And I just remember that in the letter, she said, why do we have to stoop to that type of comedy? Red Skelton didn't do that. Right. And I knew nothing about Red Skelton.
Well, how could you? Right. He's not a contemporary of yours.
Mom, you know that I mentioned that Reverend Billy Graham passed yesterday, right? Did you know I did mention that on the show?
No, I didn't. Yeah. But that's okay. That's good.
So I did mention
and then I asked Bick, who is Reverend Graham?
Right. What position does he play for?
Yeah, who is that guy? I didn't even know who he was.
But
he did play baseball when he was young.
See, my mom is like that's the thing. Part of the reason why I mentioned
it. Are you a Billy Graham expert?
She's a huge Billy Graham fan, right, Mom? Huge.
Yes, but I don't, there's a lot, I mean, I don't pretend to know a lot about him, but from what I do know, I'm a fan.
She's a big Billy Graham mark.
She's always admired Billy Graham, for as long as I've known her. You know, anytime Billy Graham would be, like, maybe at some presidential thing or something, and he gives the prayer or whatever, it's always resonated by my mother. She always mentions him and always wants to listen to him. So that's part of the reason why I mentioned him, you know, passing yesterday, because of the impact, you know, that you've had on me, that he was an important person to you. So we mentioned him, but at the same time, I happened to be doing the celebrity sex tape review, and I guess you heard that. Now, first of all, you scolded me in the email and said that I was reviewing porn stars. Though they're not porn stars, Mom. They're just celebrities that have put their tapes have somehow gotten out there into the mainstream. But they're not porn stars.
Well, I don't know. I only heard part of it. It was very discouraging and frustrating to me.
What's in the email? Can you read parts of the email?
I don't know that he should do that.
Well, did you consider talking to him? I'm wondering just the process. When you send an email, is it because you don't want to talk about it?
She probably knows that we get in some fight.
Or you figure Eric's not going to answer the
phone. She probably knows. Let me see. She says, Eric, I went to bed late, watched ice skating, too late, got up late. I've had the junkies on in the family room, but was spending most of my time in the kitchen listening to Fox News. Shocked to hear of Billy Graham's death. I believe his message influenced my life. I've been listening to Graham's influence on different people, including six presidents. And she goes on and on. He preached repentance and experiencing God's love forever. I walked in the family room and listened for a few minutes to you rating porn stars and being so knowledgeable about the various stars. Oh, well, you're kind of incorrect there, Mom.
And passionate.
They're celebrities.
But you are knowledgeable.
She says, you seem delighted with your knowledge. I don't understand your message.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it.
I'm changing some of my morning plans so I can hear more of the accolades for this godly man.
Hey, when you were busted...
There's no more mention of me.
When you were busted in your teens, or maybe it was your early 20s, when you ordered Spice for a month...
No, Playboy Channel.
Playboy Channel for a month. Who busted you? Was it your mom or your dad?
I think the big tell was that, like... Nick and Cakes.
Yeah.
And,
everybody, every 13-year-old in the neighborhood was at the big house.
No, at 8 p.m.
I had a party at my house at every night at 8 p.m. when Playboy Channel came on. That was kind of a clue. Right, Mom?
I don't remember
that. Blocked that out.
Yeah. I think what happened was she just got the bill.
Yeah, I think it was the bill. You didn't think it was going to show up. Can't
sidestep the bill.
Right.
She's line item vetoing the bill.
Right. So, anyway, Mom, I don't know. I don't know what to say. We're just having fun. That's basically the bottom line.
Well, I think that whether they're sex tapes or whether they're pornography, it's taking pleasure in somebody else's romping with sex, and I don't really think that is what we're supposed to do.
Right. Okay. Well,
body is supposed to be, I mean, frail that we are, sinners that we are, we're all sinners.
Right.
And we will all have to stand before the judgment seat of God. That's in the Bible.
Is it okay, though, to appreciate the beauty in others? Like, for example, I believe over the years I've come to find out you were a Paul Newman fan. He's a good-looking guy, right? It's okay to It's okay to accept that, right, and appreciate he's a good-looking dude.
No, I think so, but I don't think I'm supposed to go to bed at night every night thinking about Paul Newman, wishing I could have sex with Paul Newman.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I promise you I'm not wishing I could have sex with Blac Chyna. I promise you that. It was just an inspiration for a rating of the movies, that's all.
To change topics for a second, Mrs. Bickle, because I know you don't consume alcohol very often, right? Very
rarely. Yes, and I have a biblical reason for that.
Okay, but there is...
You do? I didn't even know.
A biblical reason?
I didn't even
there's
know
a
that.
New
well,
study.
Sometimes you don't want it... I don't want people to feel that I'm some... I'm not a Bible thumper, but I try to live by some of the Bible if I can.
I've got a biblical reason to drink.
What is that?
But in the Bible,
God just
tells
me
to do it.
In the
Bible, people consume
you're hearing
wine.
Voices.
I mean, in fact, Jesus supposedly turned water into wine. People
I understand
wine.
That. I understand that.
My question is this. A study came out. This is research. Scientific study came out that if you want to live past 90, what will help you more is not exercise, but consuming alcohol.
That
is a scientific study.
Clap it up.
Now, it's not consuming a ton of alcohol, but maybe a glass of wine per
night.
Right,
moderate. Yeah. Maybe it's good for your
moderate
heart.
Consumption.
Maybe it's good for your heart or something.
I'm
going to
live till 100.
I think it was 18% more likely to live beyond 90.
The problem is you're more than a moderate drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way more. Would you begin to consume that glass of wine per night order to live longer?
What if it bought you an extra 5 or 10 years?
To linger longer.
Ma?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't say. I haven't really thought about that. I mean, I'd have to be sure that was not just one study. You can find a study out to perform.
You won't take Mrs. Bickle to happy hour today. Get her a drink.
Mom, you don't have a problem with a glass of wine. I mean, you don't do that. That's not how you live your life. But you wouldn't have a problem with having a glass of wine a day if
no,
a doctor
I've had
told
a glass of wine, but the reason I don't drink alcohol, okay, is because you're not supposed to be a stumbling block to others by what you do.
Right.
And there are so many ways I can be a stumbling block. That's a pretty easy way for me to try and not be. I actually, when I've tasted champagne, I guess it is. I've had champagne, okay? I like the taste.
It's delicious.
Right.
But wine makes me feel kind of oozy, what little bit I've ever had.
I don't really like wine that much either.
I've never tasted beer. And I don't drink cocktails, so... I'm pretty much not exposed to that. But I do think that sometimes people really lead others astray by their drinking. And
right.
I do think that it can ruin a marriage. It can ruin a relationship. It can be a waste of your money. There are many things against drinking.
Yeah, but you know what? It could help a marriage. Just say your spouse is pissing you off. You just have a drink. Chill.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But for me, I think it's a clear way. Like I said, there's so many ways I can do things and people can say, well, look at her, what she does. Mm-hmm. She's no saint. She certainly doesn't act like she goes to church. People can say that about you. And that's one thing I can eliminate and say, well, look, you're not going to find me at the bar or you're not going to find me out looking for a man at a bar. I just don't want to do that. I don't want to be... That's an easy thing to give up because I think it can lead to bad things.
Mommy, do you still love me, though, even though we have some differences?
Of course I do.
All right. All right.
Of course, there's no doubt in my mind.
Don't you think a generally good person try to do good things, be good, you know?
Yes, but I think you get off on these. I don't understand. I don't. This is one thing I don't understand. You know, you've seen me read the Bible since I was a kid, right?
Well, I didn't know you when you were a kid, but yeah, I understand. Right?
Well, I mean, I think I've told you maybe that I start reading.
Right.
But so many of the things that are in the Bible, I don't think you're curious to really look and see if, is Mom right? Is that really in the Bible?
Think he is either. I'll take your word for it.
It talks about lust. It talks about being made in the image of God. It talks about us being the temple of God. That's scary. I mean, you and I are supposed to be the temple of God. That's very scary. How do you do that?
You know, Matt just texted me. Mom, Matt, I don't have the answer to that. Matt just texted me, my youngest brother. How has Mom not being a stumbling block impacted us? We drink every time we are together.
Yeah, what do you think
it's
about
social,
that?
It's social drinking. It's not a problem.
All right. This is me. We got to run. Thank you very much.
Mom, I love you, okay?
Okay.
I want you to come over to the house soon.
Hey, Mrs. B, did you have any breakfast this morning?
I you know what? I woke up early, and I've just had the beginnings. I've had a brownie and some milk.
That's a great start.
I will have oatmeal.
No one's going to complain about a brownie for breakfast.
All right, good.
All right, thank
it's
you.
Great.
That's Mrs.
It's
B.
It's a great start.
All right, Mom. Appreciate
you. Say, in parting, you know, check out the Bible. See what it says about some of this stuff, like lost.
Right. All right.
Pretty scary.
Okay.
Pretty scary.
Right. All right. Thank you.
See you
thank
later.
You, Mom.
Love you.
I'll
Bye-bye.
Stick her word for it on the Bible.
Yeah.
No, I'll just have to take her word for it. I'm sure I'm going to crack open a Bible.
No, I think there's a lot of good.
You know,
there's a lot of
books
good,
movie.
A lot of good 15. Could come from it, Cakes. I'm not against it. I just
If people like reading the Bible, I don't have a problem with it.
Right.
It's just not for me.
Right. It's going to eventually be for me.
You think when you're older, you're going to read the Bible?
I was raised that way. I think eventually, yeah.
So you think when you get into your 60s and 70s, if you make it that far.
Yeah, I think as I get closer.
You're gonna have daily bonding sessions with the Bible.
I think maybe, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.